Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. And we're holding still in the sugya of Chana and daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. And I think that we only got up to, which is strange, but we went further, we only got up to the two dots apparently. No, even before.
About the two dots.
We're in the middle of the Rabbi Akiva, huh?
No.
We finished the two dots, yeah. We finished two dots. Boni Amatecha. Yeah, okay. Okay, so we're about two lines down from the middle of the page. Boni Amatecha. V'lo tishkachat Amatecha. V'natata, she's repeating this. V'natata li Amatecha. Zera Anashim. What does this mean exactly? What exactly is she asking? Amr of Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Shalosh Amatot Alal Olama. Amr of Chana Lefri HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam. There's a remez here, Ama, is Amut. Amatecha is to die. So it means there are Shlosha Bitkei Mita Barata Bi'isha. There are three things that are geirim for a woman to die. And those three things are nida, chala, vadlokas hader. So I understand that there's special in yonim that can be geirim yisr, that are beidek anisha, nivitkei isha, that these check a woman for her tzidkas, if she's been mekayim these things, and if not, she can die. And these are her responsibility. Nida, and chala, and adlakas aner, and all of this is, really goes back to the sherish of Nisa and Gan Eden, because we the nida is a direct result of the klola and chava, and chala adlakas aner. Also, the Gemara says is that Adam Arisha was chalosei shaloyelon. He was like the after Hakadosh Baruch Hu was megave Nisa, so to speak. So the kedusha that came out of the gibel of the earth is Adam. He was the righteous. I'd look at an error because she was kava in the Ner Elam. So those things can be gerim death. So Bishle, okay, not only that, but they check a woman out to see what her darga of tzidkis is. Klumavarti alachas mehem. Do you find that there's any chisaron in me in any of these things? Why is it that I should be in a matzav of not to have children? So then she says, v'natata li amatecha zera anashim. What do you mean zera anashim as opposed to what? Human children as opposed to monkeys. I mean, what is she saying? Oh, Merav, it means Zera Anashim Gavra Bagubrin, an individual who will be recognized among others. I don't want just a generic kind of kid. I want a real special kid. Whereas Shmuel says the Peshad is Zera Shemosheach Shnei Anashim, and a child that will end up creating men. And that was Shmuel, who created two great men, Man Inun Shaul v'David. Shmuel went, and because of him, he made Shaul HaMelech, and he made David HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zera Anashim means Zera, that's the equivalent. Shakul Anashim, meaning the greatest two men. Man Inun Moshe v'Aaron. Where do we see that Shmuel was connected to Moshe v'Aaron? Shnemar Moshe v'Aaron before Nav, v'Shmuel before Eshemo. Rabbonan Amre. Rabbonan is the exact opposite. I want to say, Zera Anashim means a standard child. I don't want anybody special. A child that will be just like anybody else. Zera Anashim. Fantastic difference in approach over here. So it's right. Zera Shemuvla Bein Anashim. I don't want my child to stand out. Kiyosur Evdimi Amar Lo Aroch Velo Gotz. I don't want him to be too tall and I don't want him to be too short. Lo katan, lo ilim, lo tzachor, lo gichor, lo chacham, lo tipesh. Please, I don't need him to be alam, to be thick. Don't need him to be thin. I don't need him to be overly reddish. I don't need him to be overly whitish. I don't need him to be too smart. And I don't want him to be too stupid. Just a regular kind of kid.
Normal.
My Rebbe used to say all the time, you think that's not what she got? It says, that's exactly what she got. So, that Shmuel, who is connected, Moshe Aaron, That is what it was most wonderful about it. The Maila of Shmuel was that it was totally normal. Because, in other words, if you have a person who has a particular kaychus, he's crazy in one area, and he makes up for it in this other area. I mean, that basically most human beings are idiot savants. To some extent. They have an area in which they excel, but because of that excelling, they're mad in something else. But it was the balance that created Shmuel. Shlomais is a fascinating thing. If you consider the whole point of Shmuel was that he was the transition to normalcy. Right? The transition between Shoftim, which is a time of utter complete chaos, mad people, the leaders were all absolutely out of their minds. I mean, there was nobody normal during that entire period, you know, that we would call normal. So it was a period of checking out all the Isha Yashaben of Yasa. So even the Gedalei Hador and the Shoftim were people that stood out in certain areas, and because of that were strange. We look at them, we look back at them today, and it's like, you know, they're these mythical madmen. Each one is a different craziness. Shmuel, on the other hand, that's the whole point. That Shmuel is mamish the transition to a period of settled monarchy and society and so on, is the exact opposite of Shoftim. Gemara is teaching up, this is her tefillah. She wanted a normal child. Ani ha'isha nitzevet imcha b'zeh. What's that? Imcha b'zeh. That what? You two were standing with me when she comes back. Amar Yeshua ben Levi mikancha asur leishev betoch arba moshot tefillah. You will see that. Ein hachinami. He had to stand because she was standing in tefillah. So if he was around, he couldn't sit around the mizpah. So he also had to be emet betefillah. As we said before, the Zohar's understanding of this is that there's a special Ashuas Hashkina in that area. That's B'chayav Amida. Tosis learns over here that we're being medayit imcha with the hay at the end, which is a strange spelling of imcha. So therefore, he says that it means that I was with you, meaning that you were careful not to be betoch the arba amas, you were behe amas. So in order to sit, you had to sit imcha in the hay. You couldn't sit in the dalet. So what is it? I mean, what's the nafkamina? What does she have to tell Eli, this is the boy that I davened for? If it isn't exactly what you davened, you got yourself a kid, what's the difference? So apparently there's some kind of discussion that revolves around whether this is the specific answer to Beit Tfila, or whether we could have another answer to Beit Tfila. This refers to what happened when she brought Shmuel to Eli. Remember that she waited until he was old enough to leave because she wanted to leave him permanently. She didn't go back to Eli until he was weaned. So she comes to Eli, and it says like this. If you take a look at Menachem and the Pasuk carefully, it says, Vayishchetu et hapar, Vayaviu et hanar el Eli. What in the world is the connection between those two stages? Mishum de Vayishchetu et hapar, Vayaviu et hanar el Eli. What does one have to do with the other? They brought a carbon and they brought the dar. Those are two separate things. El of Pshat was like this. Omala and Eli, when they brought in their carbon to be shechted, so then Eli said to them, Kiru Kohen, Laisiv Elishur, call a Kohen, let him come and do the Shechita. So Shmuel sees that everybody's looking for a Kohen. Meanwhile, they're waiting, and then the Kohen isn't showing up. So he says, I don't understand. Why are we waiting for a Kohen? Lomel Chola Aduri Bazar Kohen Lemishka, Shechita Bazar Kasha. Anybody could shech the carbon. You only got Kohen to shech the carbon. So they brought this little kid who's got a big mouth in front of Eli. Eli says to him, how do you know that? So Shmuel says, look, it doesn't say b'shachat ha-kohen. It says v'ikrivo ha-kohanim. Right? So apparently up until the point of Akrava, which is Kabbalah, mi Kabbalah ve'elz mitzvat kuna, but up till Kabbalah, anybody can do it. Mikam shkita shekshera bazar, therefore shkita's kosher bazar. And I don't know what's with you guys over here. You got your weird men arguing. This is the way to do it. Omalei says to the boy, well, that's a very nice pshat. Mamer Shapraka Amrit, I have to admit that's a good shot. However, there's a slight problem over here. Since you were Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabcha, we'll have to kill you. Well, I'm Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabcha, I have Mita. So, you know, it was my tefillah that got you here in the first place, and we'll take care of that. So Chana says, no, please. Ani Ayishani Tzeveti Mercha B'zeh, I was davening and you gave me a brocha, and this is the kid. Oh, my Lord. So he said, what's the big deal? I'll get you another one. Shafkili B'anche. You know, we'll get rid of this one. He's too much of a big mouth anyway. Ubina Rachme, Vergle Harabinate, we'll get a better kid. What do you need this one for? Omrale, so she said to him, no, La Nara Zaid Palalti. This is the kid that I wanted. You can't take this one. Give me a better one. I don't want a better one. Where are
they? She's still getting what?
Vechana Yimidaberet Aliba. It's a shot Aliba. So we had before one element of it.
Sorry?
It's
a true sacrifice. The Kohen Gadol says, I'm going to give you a better child than that. He says, I don't want a better child. It's not like the Rav Amine. It's guaranteeing that I'll get you a better one, and she's giving up on that because of it.
Shrachamais. Omer Rav Elazar ben Shimon ben Yosef ben Zimra, al iskei liba. What she was talking about was her own lave, actually a remiss to her breast. So what she said was, we always call the breasts lave, because there's, you know, bina, right? And shadayim are going to get bina, the gematria. There's a lot of vinyonim over there, but that's what the hod yofya we had earlier. So what was she saying? She's saying Takaris Baruch Hu like this. Vibaran shel olam, kol ma shebarata biyisha lo barata davar achat l'olam. Everything in my body was created for a purpose. Einayim lirot, oznayim lishmoa, chutam lariach, peh ledaber, yadayim lasot b'melacha, raglayim lalech b'hem. And I know everybody else, these breasts were created for milk, lanik b'hem. Why do I have breasts? Dadim alalu shenatata alibi lama, lo lanik b'hem, ten li ben vanik b'hem. How am I supposed to use the things that you gave me if I can't express them? V'yom Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, kol hayoshev b'ta'amit b'shabbat, korim lo gzar dino shel 70 shana. If somebody keeps a tainus on Shabbos, then even if he had a gezerah that was from the time he was a child, or something from the time he was born, there shel 70 shana, whatever it is that should happen to him, if he's able, when everybody else, this is the day everybody else is enjoying themselves, and he keeps a tainus. But if Hanana learns it specifically referring to a tainus chalom, because a tainus chalom is supposed to be done on that day. Now, there are many of the Rishonim argue, and they bring many riots from the sugya, and the sugya of tainus chalom, that it's not referring to tainus chalom, it's referring to a tainus of tshuva. And that it's not considered to be a pagam. In the Arayis of Einik Shabbos, there's a lot of questions about this. The Bashma says the Rambam learns that the Seudais of Shabbos have, because of the Mokar, we learn them out from Sukkim, from the three times it says Hayom, that they have a din of the Arayis. The question is how to be Mavatal. Some learn to be Mavatal them. The Pshat is that if a person has more Hana in not eating, somebody doesn't feel good, the eating disgusts them. So you're certainly not going to say that it's an oneg for him to eat. So Mamela, this person, if it's a chalom, he's terribly worried, something horrible is going to happen to him. So he has a greater hanon satisfying his psychological need for the solace of the chalom than he has for the oneg of Shabbos. This becomes his oneg of Shabbos. Lamaisa, he could have been misguided on himself and ignored it, you know, and still been the noyeg, the tainug of Shabbos kipshuta, and therefore he needs a kapora, as we'll see. That's one approach. Others learn that to be the only iser, the araisa, would be to be mavato oneg the entire Shabbos. So since over here he's going to keep the tainus only during the day, the stalbach of the tainus kolom, and generally the tainus yoch is only during the day. So maybe his yod say that the araisa of any Shabbos by some oneg at night. It doesn't have to be necessarily during the day. Others learn because of the chiyav of tainug, he really cannot keep a tainus the entire day of Shabbos. The chiyav at one point or another, biyom as well, to be Mekayim and Onet. This would be a Tainus of Shavuos. In any event, such a Tainus is tremendously powerful, even though it has elements in it that are bad. Because Afapikein, even though it has such power, Chozrimini Froimim and Odin Onet Shavuos. He doesn't get away with anything, you know. I mean, he may be Mavatal, the Gzer of Shivim Shana, but now he's going to be punished for being Mavatal on Onet Shavuos. Amazing concept, no? So what's he supposed to do? Maita kante, or menachmi yitzchak, leisiv tanisa, latanisa. He should fast, on that he fasted.
What's the kesha with this?
Bepashtis, it's only Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra over here. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra was the man who explained the Yom of Kana aliske liba. Omer of Elozer. Chana hiticha dvarim klapi mala. Chana spoke very strongly klapi mala, as if she threw things at God. Because it says vatitpalel al Hashem. Al Hashem means it was like against him. It was a battle going on. Well, amit hiticha dvarim klapi mala. V'omer Rabbi Elazar, we find the same thing about Eliyahu Navi, also spoke very strongly. Takadosh Baruch Hu. Hiticha dvarim klapi mala. Where do we see this? It's a very, very tough thing to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all your fault. You turned their heart backwards. And they all would have done true, but wouldn't have been for you. So Rashi learns that this means stam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has b'kayah to help a person, and maybe not to give him such a strong yetzer hara. So I blame you for this whole human condition. It's horrific. It's your fault. The Rambam, Kedarkei, learns that this is a technical definition in terms of a Veshuva. Atasi Bozat Liba Macharanit, the Rambam learns, means that you were Menea Tshuva from them. I know they wanted a Tshuva. I know they're trying to do Tshuva. They compare the same Hanogah to Paro. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Monea Paro from doing Tshuva, he was Monea Klal Yisrael from doing Tshuva. Because, as he explains there, there are certain things where the din is naysay, that a person should not be kayach to do Tshuva. Minayin shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hodalo l'diyo, where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in later Nevi'ahs, through other Nevi'im, admitted that Elio was right? Because it says b'feirish, Asher Harioti, Micha says, he says, I made the bad for them. So notice that's the pshat that I'll try to make it up. Osfat soleyam. All these poor, wounded, and maimed people through the milchamot of life in this world. Asher harayoti, I did it. It was good, I did it. In other words, the Rashi learns again, I did it through making the Yetzer Hara. The Rambam is learning, I'm Maida, that there are times when I have to prevent people from doing tshuva. Om Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, the truth is, we find three places in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes responsibility for the awful mess that the world is in. And because of that, at least we have some leg to stand on. But if it wouldn't be for the following three psukim, we wouldn't have a leg to stand on. In Motturag Leyan, Shal Sonei Yisrael, against the euphemism. So the enemies of Yisrael, I mean, Klal Yisrael, their legs would collapse. As we would say in English, we don't have a leg to stand on. One pasuk I'm referring to is the one we just quoted. Asher harayoti, where God admits, and he takes responsibility, I messed this all up. But chadiftiv, the other pasuk, is the one that we love to talk about on Yom Kippur. Kichomer b'yad hayotzer, kinatem b'yadi beit Yisrael. In other words, I'm saying that I can form you into the way that I want to form you. So if you don't come out good, it means that I'm taking responsibility. And then the third one is v'chadechziv v'hasiroti et leiv ha'eben mipsachem v'natati lachem leiv basar. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can determine at one point to take out the leiv that we have that's unresponsive and replace it with a leiv that's responsive, he could have done that earlier also. So he's accepting the responsibility for this. Rav Papa says, we see another pasuk that says that even more clearly. Et ruchi etein bekir b'chem v'asiti et asher b'chukai te le'echu. I will put my ruach in you and see to it that you will follow my chukim Umishpatai tishmru va'atitar, you can't get stronger than that. Forget about the lev. I'll see to it what you'll do. So clearly that's the ultimate responsibility. V'yomar Rabbi Elazar, we find Moshe Rabbeinu was also mitir dvarim klapi mala. Shenema v'yitpalel Moshe el Hashem, al tikri el Hashem el al Hashem. Shekein devei Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov koin alfin, ayinin ulayinin alfin. So we find that there are those who reverse their kriya, in which case it's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting God the way they pronounce it. The way that we see it is in the actual words in which Moshe Rabbeinu refers to the Maisa Egel in the beginning of Dvorim, V'dizahav, the opening pasuk of Dvorim. What's V'dizahav? There's no place called Dizahav where he claims to be talking to them in a place called Dizahav. Eli was being Merames on the Maisa Egel. Ami Devei Rabbi Yanai, Kach Amar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. You don't think that you gave them enough silver and gold to be responsible for the screw-up that they had? I mean, it's because of you. It's your kesev ezav shishpatel on the Yisrael. Acham Rut died. There's days of having people don't know how to handle things. When they don't know how to handle things, basically in so many ways, it's like a child who isn't getting disciplined or a child is being spoiled. In many ways makes it clear that it's enough. So he rebels because of the good that you're giving him. Stan! It's enough! So, I mean, you were the one who was Dorm Shasvas Ego. As Rabbi Yanai puts it, Ein Arino Hemituch Kupa Shaltev, and you try feeding a lion straw and see how much roaring you're going to get. He's going to go back to bed. He's so lethargic. Elmituch Kupa Shal Basar, he's going to have something solid. And you give him all of this, and now they're roaring. A guy has this, you know, nice docile cow, and all of a sudden he starts feeding it this very expensive feed, and he feeds the cow karshinin. All of a sudden she starts getting a very uppity, and she starts kicking at him. So he says to his cow, you know, all of a sudden you start kicking me after all these years. I'm too good to you. Give you too much good food. And it's the same thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, this is like a father. He has this son. So he figures, no, we got to treat him really nice. So he gets him all washed up. Visachol buys him the best perfume. Bechilo feeds him, Ashkeo gets him a little drunk, Tololo Kisa Tzavaro puts a bunch of money around his neck, Vyoshivu HaPetach Shazonos, and then he brings him to a whorehouse, sets him down in front, rings the door and walks away. Maya Soto Becholoya thanks, and what do you expect from the poor kid? So this is what a Kachorku does, takes Klal Yisrael, puts him in an impossible situation, rings the door, walks away and watches. I mean, what? Then comes back and has a taina. Richie's enjoying it. Don't say this in the base of Medrash. Amrav Hakam Reid Ravuna, Amrav Sheshes. Hainad Amri Yinshet. So that's what people say. It's a very cute saying, but you can only really catch the cuteness in the original. Which is Malik Krise Zane Bishe. Malik Krise Zane Bishe. The Pashtas means that you fill up a belly. And that, Rashi, we're using Zani, but clearly we're doing plays on words over here. So Zani means types in Aramaic. The word mean, a type, is Zan in Aramaic. Right? So Zani Bishi means, Bish is bad. So Zani Bishi means many types of sin. That's the cold explanation. Obviously, the Ramazim over here is that in both languages, we're talking about sex. Zani is nus. And mine in Hebrew is mean. Right? So zani bishe is also remes to busha. Zani bishe is not many, many sins, but besides it also mivui, which is exactly what the marshal just was to the Beis HaZonos. He's saying that's the pshat that Haina Damri Inchi as a play on words. Shenemar kemar isdam. And there they were grazing. And in the grazing, vayizbau, that's where it is that they got filled. And then continues the pasuk, vayorim libam, al ken shechechuni. It's then that their hearts were uplifted to be arrogant, and that's how they forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to remember Malach. The Rambam says, "Fairish pasuk in the Chumash, v'ram levavcha v'shachachtis Hashem elokecha." So if you have v'ram levavcha, there has to be something that's going to the aramas aleiv. Rabbanu Amar Miyocha, v'yachal v'sava v'dashen ufana. Exactly. You eat, and you get full, and you feel like the world's coming to you, and then you turn to Elohim Achirim. The fatter you get, the more you kick. Where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Moda? That Moshe was right, that it was the way that he was Marba Teva to Yisrael that was going to Maisa Hegel. And it says, V'kesev your Beit Ilehem, V'zahav Asulei Hegel. There you see, he says himself, V'zahav Asulei Hegel, from that which I gave them. So it took all the way to the time of Hosea for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to finally fess up that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, and that he was at fault for being so native to Yisrael. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lech reid. Why did he say my lech reid? Amru b'lozer, amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, reid migdulatcha. I have no need for you to be anymore on your high madrega. Klum natati lecha gdula ala b'shul Yisrael. Akshav Yisrael chatu atal ma'amali. What do I need you to be now here? No individual gets such a schus to be oimed, to be fair mokum, and to be on Har Sinai. So get out of here. Miyata shashko chosha Moshe v'lo yelo koach v'daber. That really, I mean, that pulled the rug out from under Moshe, and he felt that he couldn't even daven. Kivan shamaz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, saw that he didn't have the care for daven. Of course, the whole thing was dependent on Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says today, now let me go and I'll wipe them out. He went, let me go? I wasn't doing anything. Let me go? Omar Moshe, apparently, Dov is at Talui B. In other words, it's all up to me. Miyad Amad Menit Chazak B'Tvilah. He immediately became strong to be Bikesh Rachamim. Mashallah Melech Shekahas Al Beno. You can imagine a scene in a royal household where the king gets angry at his son, V'haya Makeu Makah Gedolah, and he was like beating him up. V'haya Ohavo Yashev Lefanav. The friend of the king's son was there. He was scared to say anything. The next thing you'll know, go after me. What am I going to say? So, and mityarei lo malo davar. Amar melech, so then the king says, Ilmalei o'avi zesh yoshev lifanai. If I wouldn't have my friend over here, so harakticha, I'd kill you. Oh. So then the friend realizes, no, so it's up to me. He's saying if it wasn't, oh, okay, so miyada madvitzilo. So he said, listen, your majesty, perhaps we should leave the prince alone. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu was korav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the haref limit. V'ata hanicha li v'yichara pi b'em v'achalein. Let me, and I will destroy them. V'aseh otcha l'goy gadol. Om Rabbi Avu, malay mikra, katu v'yev shalom. What's it shat? Let me go. Hanicha li means let me go. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Okay. So, Malami Chetafas Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ketam Chetafis Chavir Bebigdo. It was like Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu by his shirt and said, I'm not letting you go. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, let me go. Anichali. V'omal Fanav, he told him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Ani Manichacha, I'm not letting you go. Ashetimcho v'tislach lev. Does that make sense? If you have a chair that can't stand on three legs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so how's it going to be made on one leg? So not only that, what am I going to do? Look at this so-called leader. Bikesh gedula latzmo, he liked the idea of being the big man, and he wasn't a Vakish Rachman, so he could start all over again. Vaychal Moshe b'nei Hashem Omer b'lozer, and malamit shaman boshe b'tfila l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shehechalev. It means that it was till the point at which it was overwhelming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. Rav Amar ad shafer lo nidro. Moshe was made for the nether like a chocham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sworn that he's not going to forgive them. So it says Vayachal Moshe. Vayachal means to be made to be matir neder. It says Lo Yachel Dvaro. We learn it Aval Acherim Mechalim Lo. Who ain't Mechel? Aval Acherim Mechalim Lo. Shmuel Amar Malamit Shemasar Atzmo Lemitali. The pshat over here is Vayachal until he was ready to destroy himself, as it says Vimayim Mecheni Namisifrecha. Omar Rav Amar Rav Yitzchak. It's a lashon of Hayachel to cause, to bring into effect. Shehachela aleya midat rachamim. V'yomar Rabbonin Amrim. The Rabbonin say it's another remez. It's a remez to what Moshe was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yichal Moshe is that he was ki'ilu kavayochel, he was turning HaKadosh Baruch Hu into chulin. And he was telling him, Ribbono shel Olam chulinu lecham yasot kadavar hazeh. It's poshet achilol that you should do such a thing. This is not kodesh. Another pshat is Vaychal Moshe es pnei Hashem Tani Rabbi Eliezer Agadol Omer Malamed Sha'amad Moshe b'tfilat v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ad she'achazato achilu, that he was davening to the point until he was affected personally by achilu. What is achilu? My achilu. Omer Rabbi Elazar Eish shalat samot. What is Eish shalat samot? Well, we say it in Aramaic Hash to the garmi. Ashtaragami was an illness which person was affected. He felt a pain throughout his body. Zuchor le'Avraham le'Yitzchok le'Yaakov avdecha asher nishbata v'hem Bach. What's that Bach? My Bach, Amar Rav Elazar, says Moshe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam. Yemalei nishbata lam b'shamayim b'aretz. Suppose, instead of saying, Bi nishbati nu'um Hashem, instead of Bi nishbati, you would have said, Hareini me'rim yadai le'shamayim b'aretz. Okay, you could have said that Kishem Shemayim Varetz Betelim Kachshuatcha Betelam. Look, Shemayim Varetz aren't meant to last forever, so you could tie in it that the Shvuah that you made to give Eretz Yisrael to the Yavais, it's a temporary thing, just like the universe is temporary. But you didn't make a Shvuah for Shemayim Varetz. Achshav Shnishbat Mishimcha Agada. You said Binishbat. You can't turn around now and be mevato the shvuah d'Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And what you said to them was, "V'tadaber aleihem arbe zarachem kekochvei hashamayim v'chol haaretz hazot asher amarti." Wait, what's this asher amarti? I thought we're quoting you. "V'tadaber aleihem." You said to them, "Arbe zarachem kekochvei hashamayim." So then what you said is Marta, the land that you said, not that I said. Hay Asher Amarti, Asher Amarta mi boile. Omer Belozer, no, Ad kan divrei Talmid, bin kan ve'elach divrei Arav, and Enochinami. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around and started to say, okay, you're right. What I said, Asher Amarti, turn out, I'm going to do it. That's one pshat. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer, no. We don't see any indication here that there's an end to the words of Moshe now, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to speak. Moshe is continuing to say, says, look, you told me, do you remember that I didn't want to go to Bnei Yisrael? You told me to go to Bnei Yisrael. And you gave them a whole drasha about how they, Rael, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bekel, Shakai, and so on and so forth. Did you give me that whole drasha? So I would have told it to them. I didn't even want to talk to them, but you insisted. So now that you insisted, and I said it, and how are you going to turn around on it? So what am I going to tell them now? So therefore, Dvorim Sha'amarta li lechem orlam li Yisrael bishmi. Alak tibi amarti lam. So I did. Now you're going to turn around and you're going to say that I'm a liar. Well, what is it I'm supposed to say now? Akshav mani omer lehem. I was following your instructions.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
Shehakol Nehiyim
Bidvaro. This is the first time you've noticed that Tanakh takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the relationship of an Av LeBein.
Mubilti yecholet Hashem.
What do you mean, Bilti Yecholot Hashem? Bilti Yecholot Hashem, I should say, no? Now they will say, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do it. You can't manage to get Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So you decided to wipe them out with a good excuse. That's how it's going to be interpreted by everybody. But why did you say Yecholot? Omri B'Elazar, Amar Moshe Lev Neha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribon HaShel Olam. Achshav Yamnu Umot HaOlam. They're going to say, God, this, you know, he's a weakling. You know, he's a, maybe he managed. And he can't manage anymore. And he'll call out seal. Oh, my God, you really think so? That's not so good. But I thought I put on such a good show that that would do it. I mean, come on, that's never going to do it. They just run out of stamina. I mean, they took care of Paro and Mitzrayim. Now we're going to bring him into Eretz Yisrael. I mean, how are they going to interpret a sudden turnabout? That you, because you realize you couldn't make it against so much opposition. That's what they're going to say. You don't want them to say that, do you? Rav Yochanan, minay shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hodah l'Moshe. Where again do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed that Moshe was actually right? It says, Vayomer Hashem, salachti kidvarecha. It's only kidvarecha. In other words, you're right. Kidvarecha, tidima omato olam lomarke. You know, I gotta admit it. That's what they're gonna say. I guess I have no choice. I'll have to be Moshe them. I wouldn't like to be Moshe them. So, Asher kalmit sh'rabo modelo. He continues on to say, Ulam chai ani. So it's a chai ani v'yamalei chvod Hashem. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Balam Shemalu Hakadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. Moshe, you know, Echa Yisani B'dvarecha. You push it. You really saved me with this by pointing all of this out. And I could have made a mess of things over here. All the goyim would have been saying exactly what you said. Because of you, we'll handle it differently.
That
public relations is a different game. Yeah, you know, Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs a manager. In other words, as far as the Shem Hashem is concerned, there has to be a Hanhaga that asserts reality. The reality is they should be wiped out. I'm going to go wipe them out. Somebody's got to take responsibility for the impact of that on public relations. Because the mics of the world is a big public relations show, ultimately. So that, I mean, it has to be some Hanhaga of Emes, but the Shem Hashem requires public relations.
Why did the Hanah trick of creating a new name?
Can't do that every day. A person should first say the Shevach of Hashem before he asks for his strach. Where do we see this mimosha? So, Bishleim and the Seder Hatzfila, we learned that out from El Arina Vel Hatzfila, correct? In other words, in terms of how to be Mesader, the Tzorchei Ha'olam, we know that. But that's a kvias of how it is that a person approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How about Stam? A person, very often, and this is certainly La Halacha, even according to those who say you can't be Mispalel as many times as you want, as we've been saying, Ekshe Shmona Esrei, and so on. But there has to be a trigger even for a Tzfila Sanadav. But everybody's made it that a person should always be misfollow. There's something that he needs to say a short tefillah, Yeratzel Milfanach, and so on. Whether even 1,000 times during the day, right? And you're about to go into a meeting, you're about to cross the street, whatever it is. So everything should be with a getter of tefillah. Is there an inyan in a personal tefillah like that to have a Seder HaTefillah, or can you be simply say your tzrochim? Says the Gemara, the correct way is first to be Mesader Shvacha. Just like it says by Moshe. Because what did Moshe say? He explains what his tefillah was. V'etchanan el Hashem v'etahi leimor. What did Hashem Elohim? Ata ha'chelot el ha'arot et avdecha et kodlecha v'etyatcha ha'chazaka asher miel v'ashamayim v'oret asher yaseh kemahasech v'urotecha. And then he says, Evrodah v'eret et oretz atuvah. Instead of starting with Akish Evra, it's part of the overall relationship to the godless and to the teva of the Shechinah. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gidolat Vila Yoter Mimasim Tovim. שאין לך גדול במעשים טובים יותר ממשה רבינו. In terms of מעשים טובים, the person that we know that was completely consistent in מעשים טובים is משה רבינו. He is the paradigm. As a matter of fact, as the Rambam puts in Hilchos Teshuvah, that everyone can be tzaddik k'moshe Rabbeinu. Tzaddik k'moshe Rabbeinu means consistent in his ma'asim tovim. The whole point of the model that Moshe Rabbeinu provides is the pashtus of which the Ratzon Hashem is reality to him. But nonetheless, we don't say that because he had all these ma'asim tovim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be ene him and say, okay, I know what you need, I'll take care of it. There's no such thing as I know what you need. Tevila is required in order to change things. It's not just going through the motions. So he's Afa Pika lo na'anala b'tevila. Shema al tosef daber alai. V'samechli ale rosh ha'pizga. That we see that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects the coming into Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaisa gives it to part of the tefila. That you want to see Eretz Yisrael, okay, I'll show it to you from afar. I can't show it to come in. But that wasn't the original plan. So Alei Rosh HaPiska is clearly responsive to his bakasha. V'yavar Rabbi Elazar, gidolat v'la yoter min ha-korbanot. It's also clear that, I mean, we think that a korban is really the ikar way to be mashpia in terms of aveda. Did I skip something? I did, I'm sorry.
We had the
Tainis. V'yam Lazar, gidolat ta'anit yoter min ha-tzedakah. My time is ebegufo v'zebe mamono. In terms of kapara, the Tainis is spoiled more than giving tzedakah is, because your body is involved in the ta'anit, whereas you can give tzedakah as something that is superficial and external by giving your money. Furthermore, said Rebbe Lazar, gidolat gidolat yoter min ha-korbanot. First, the Navi says, why do I need all these karbanas? I'm sick and tired of your karbanas. Savati olot elim, and so on. So what do I need them for? So that's in the beginning of Yeshayo. So he has to continue to say, achidish, that for ischem kapichem ha'alim einayim ikem. I mean, obviously, I'm not even interested in your karbanas. I'm certainly not going to listen to your tefillas. So you see, it's on the contrary. Okay, the karbanas, I'm sick and tired of. You think, okay, but maybe I'll still listen to your tefillahs, because that's better than karbanas. Therefore, comes along at the end of this story, I will not listen to your tefillah. So there, we see clearly that it's in an aliyah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was even going to ignore tefillah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kol kohen sha'arak et ha-nefesh. The Kohen that has murdered someone for any reason cannot be Nosei Yodov to be Mevorach Yisrael, because it says the reason Eineni Shomea is because Yideichem Tomim Aleihu, your hands are covered with blood, and therefore I won't. Before Rischem Kapechem is a remez to Nesiyat Kapayim of a Kohen.
I can't hear you. You're not.
I thought it brought down there. Someone like in Saul. In that case, I think Poiskim say no. That case, it's still mutter. Is that correct?
That's the Ilu Hikriv Korb.
No, I'm saying put someone in a war, then the Poiskim say that's not correct. A problem. It's only correct. A problem with a mamish killing mamish like a murder type of thing.
For sure. Although there are, I mean, it's again the whole issue of David HaMelech can't bring the Bos HaMikdash because of his fighting wars, he spilled so much blood, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you know, and call all of the blood that you spilled during the Fanai, like tefillah, like karbanas. It's again the previous maimer, the relationship of tefillah to karban, beyond our Gemara, but it's a very nice hour. Yeah. The truth is, from the day that the Beit HaMikdash has been shut down, ninalu sha'arei tefillah, so too were the doors of tefillah shut. Shenemar gam ki ezak v'ashaveya satam tefillati. My tefillah has been shut, has been closed down from the time, and this is of course an Eicha, so from the time of Eicha, there's no more tefillah. The Apopi Sharet Filan Ninalu, Sharet Dim Alo Ninalu. normal tefillah, the doors are shut. But for tears, there's always a place to get in. Shemar, Shema tefillati Hashem v'shavati hazina el dimati al techarash. So in other words, do not ignore my dima'ah. Is a raya that can penetrate even the closed doors of tefillah. Rava lo gazer tanita b'yuma de'iva. Actually, Rava would not make a tiny sibur if it was a cloudy day, or a hazy day. Mishum shenemar sachota ba'ananav me'avor tefillah. Because we find that the lashon in Eicha about closing off tefillah is to use the marshal of an anan that shuts off the shamayim. The same way we saw earlier that a person needs windows in order to be mispalo. Clouds that cover the rakia take away the ability of a person to actually go beyond himself. And on a cloudy day, you feel sealed in. You're not able to escape, and tefillah needs to escape. So it wouldn't be guys or a tinyus on such a day. Yom Rabbi Elazar, miyom shecharav beit hamikdash, nifseka chomat barzel ben Yisrael avim shpash hamayim. Winston Churchill knew this Gemara. An iron curtain has come down between Yisrael and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time of the churban beis hamikdash. Shenema, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel HaNavi to use the marshal of an iron curtain. This kaklacha machvat barzel, very strange nevias. Take a griddle, a metal griddle, and atato takir barzel bechoven, and make it a marshal of a wall of iron between you and the city as a remez that this is what's going to happen to the Shekhinah, between the Shekhinah and Israel. With all of these constraints on tefillah, somebody continues that he's ma'arich in his tefillah, in the end his tefillah doesn't come back empty-handed. Because we see, that even there, where it seemed to be lost, but he said, I was there for 40 days and 40 nights. So, Gamma Pama Yakarish Baruch Hu answers. Is that true? Doesn't Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan say, Kol HaMaarich B'Tfilato Ma'ayin Basov Balik De'Kev Lei? A guy who davens for a long time and he thinks about his tefillah in the end is going to have nothing but heartache? Shenamar Tochelet M'mushacha Machala Lei. Tochelet is also Lashon of tefillah, not only Lashon of, it's all before, by Chal. So tochelet has a double meaning. Hope. You're still looking forward to getting something. You keep looking forward. Machala leiv. All you're going to have is heartache. Maitakanta yasek b'tera. What should you do? You should learn. Shemar ve'etz chayim ta'ava ba'ah. Etz chayim means tera, because we know it's etz chayim ha'chazikim ba'ah. So the difference between machala leiv, when a person doesn't get his desire, he only has the tochelet, he doesn't have the ta'ava ba'ah. From learning Torah, he can have ta'ava ba'ah. From tochelet memushacha, all he can have is cave life. So here it's saying that if a person davens for something, then all he's doing is guaranteeing himself that he won't get it, and it'll be miserable. So I understand you. I thought you said that ein tefilato chozer reikam. Lo kasha. What's the kasha? You're not careful what you're reading. Hada marik u'ma'ayen ba. It says kol ha'marich b'tefilato u'ma'ayen ba. What's that ma'ayen ba? The guy is thinking, he's got it all worked out. You know, these guys that have, you know, say this capital 40 times and then, you know, and then say it backwards 3 times and then get 50 different people to say the 40 different, the whole thing, and if it's 40 days in a row, and then we'll work it all out, that way it's for sure gonna work. That's when it can't work. If you can't work out tefillah. So the guy's giving ma'ayen ba. So you think, now we did it. We definitely crossed all our T's, dotted all our I's. This one's got to work. Those are the tefillahs that are guaranteed not to work. So there, okay, but we were talking about Amarik Valomayimba. He doesn't chas v'shalom view tefillah as a tool where you're going to press the right buttons and say the right things and make the right combination of letters and kavanas and so on and so forth. He's just pouring his heart out to God. So there, Kodesh Baruch Hu always answers him. But even tefillah is completely destructive. Tosis says, I thought he wasn't he into a good thing. It says, Otomok helper of him, all of us. And says, one of them is a Yuntvilah, and over here it's making fun of a Yuntvilah. He brings a lot of the things that make it clear that a Yuntvilah is horrible. In the Gemara Brochas, it's Maskir Nabonosim Shaladam, and a person is a Nitzah, Bechol Yom, one is not Hirurei Averan Yuntvilah. I thought it's good. Right, so Tosis explains it, obviously. There's an Yuntvila that's bad, and Yuntvila that's good. The Yuntvila that's bad is where somebody is making an effort to get his needs. And he figures, okay, now I did it, I'll get... God could never turn back this Tvila. I mean, you couldn't get a better one than this, you know. That's bad. The Yuntvila that's good is that a person is careful, he's machabim, and he's not just blabbering, and he's speaking with his full heart. That's a different level of Yuntvila. That, of course, is good. But it's interesting that the way Tosis is learning, so the Yuntvila, that a person isn't nitzah, and it's mamish, something that people have such a deep psychological tendency to fall into. Mm-hmm. Astonishing. It's the same darg of Yerhuri Avera, which is the most, you know... For a person to be, is a mitzvah tmidis, because it's constant, presence is constant there, that a person is made out of biological drives, and he has to be aimed on them. But Ian's vila, you think, no, okay. And once in a while, you could come to that. There is a human tendency to magical thinking. Ian's vila is just magical thinking. That's the pshat. It's a psychological need. It's not a din and tefillah, the way that he's being husband. So people look to the big man in the sky to take care of them. So that's part of human psychology. It's part of, as the Rambam says, it's part of being a mammal. You're built in with a psychological dependency on a mother's milk, and because of that, you're always looking to somebody to take care of you. So you feel as you're going to be taken care of. That a person is never nitzel from. Because it's part of being an animal, so to speak. Yeah?
Is there anything for this to stop a certain request after a certain period of time?
Marich betvila?
Like if you ask for something one day, is there after a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you know, is there any time to...
No, far enough. You should never give up.
Chana weeks for how long?
So it's just the opposite, doctor. Yeah. I keep asking for it, you're avoiding the problem with this.
So it's a little time this morning for a child born after 9 years to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, you hear stories that are a lot longer than 9 years. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable stories. Yeah. Of course, Chassar Shalom doesn't think about it. A few hair of Kama, and not about that one. Omer of Kama Bar Chanina. Im ra'a Adam Shmit Palel v'lo na'ana. A guy sees, he keeps praying for something, he doesn't get it. Should he give up? Yachzor v'yit Palel, go back and daven again. Just keep davening. Shinamar kave al Hashem chazak v'ametz libecha v'kave al Hashem again. So you should, certainly each time it gets harder and harder because you have this sense of, you know, I guess God is telling me no, you know. What should I'm going to keep asking? You keep asking. On the contrary, that's what you might think. On the contrary, the Aveda, we see by the Aves, the Gemara points on, Dafka the Aves should be the ones who should have so much problems in reproduction. And any schnook that doesn't even think about it and manages to impregnate his girlfriend when he doesn't want to, does that make sense? Hello, the pshat is that the more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires tefillah, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually waiting for tefillah and shel tzaddikim, the more that a person's tefillah is desired by Hashem, the more the specification of what happens to him, the specificity, is meant to be there through tefillah. Tana Rabbanan, arba'a tzrichim chizuk ve'eluhin. Torah, ma'asim tovim, tefillah v'derech eretz. There's four things that a person needs to constantly fight for to make sure that he doesn't become lethargic and just not achieve anything. Torah, ma'asim tovim, tefillah, and fascinatingly, derech eretz, which as Rashi explains is whatever business you're in. There's no such thing as being lethargic about what your business is. I don't care what that business is. Where do we see this? Torah ma'asim tovim inai shema rak chazak v'yametz ma'od lishmor v'lasot ki kol ha'Torah. So lishmor v'lasot, which two things. Chazak b'Torah, ve'ametz, is b'masim tovim, and therefore we see those two things require chizuk. Tvila minayin shemar kavei al Hashem, chazak ve'ametz libecha. Ve'kavei al Hashem, so you see you need additional chizuk. Keep trying. And there are hurts minayin shemar chazak v'nit chazak v'yad amenu b'ad arei elokeinu. So over here, clearly, we're being mevakesh chizuk for war. Okay, Rashi says, okay, a war, what's the difference? What your war is, your war could be war against your enemies, your war could be war against the competition, your war could be war against the, you know, the building, the dirt that you're trying to dig into to put your building up, whatever it is. Life is war, and it needs chizuk. And that's Mamash Derech Eretz. Fascinating way to read the pasuk. Right? But I mean, that's the deepest indication of what Chazal always mean with Derech Eretz. You know, people have all kinds of weird shot in Torah in Derech Eretz. What's the Derech Eretz? Speaking nice. Derech Eretz includes everything. It means living. All of the elements of living. The ways of the earth. Those are the things that get, okay, that's just for the earth. But we don't live on the earth. We live, you know, in our own special human place that doesn't require Derech Eretz. I mean, this is just a waste of time when I got to sit and do this job. I'm sitting over here collecting that paycheck and yawning. There's no such thing. And the same thing is true, obviously. The Torah Tevilah, I understand. But even there, not. Continues the Gemara, V'atomer Tzion Azavani Hashem V'Hashem Shechechani. What's the difference between Azavani and Shechechani? Isn't Azavani the same thing as Shechechani? You left me, you forgot me. I know Azavani Shechechani. Amr Shalom, it's two different stages. Amra Knesset Yisrael, V'Yakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. You know, sometimes a guy can marry another woman. He's not going to forget his first wife, is he? I mean, he's still Zocher Masa Rishonam. Whereas you left me and you forgot all about me. It's like I don't even exist anymore. Amr Allah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, BT. What a silly thing to say. Mazalot Barati Barakia. And take a look at the universe. You see there's 12 constellations. Every one of those 12 constellations has 30 armies of stars attached to it. And every army has 30 different legions attached to that. Each one of these things is a different remes to various levels of control in the Romans, who use the same lashon. Al kol ra'aton barati lo shlosha karaton. Al kol karaton ve karaton barati shloshim gistra. Al kol gistra ve gistra talisi bo shalosh meas v'shishi v'chamisha alfei ribo kofami. Every single one of those gistras has in it 365 million kofami. Kineged yimot ha'chama. And what do you think all this is for? Kulam lo barati ala b'shvilech. The whole thing is for you. What a joke. I forgot you. I left you. It's nonsense. What a woman forgets the child that she nurses. You think, I'm going to forget Ula. I'm going to forget the Olot. I'm going to forget the Bechorot. All of the work that you did for me means nothing. Klal Yisrael gets a little nervous about that. If you got such a good memory, so Ribono Shel Olam. I mean, Hoyel Ve'Ein Shikchal if they say Kvodecha, Shema Lo Tishkach Li Maaseh Ha'Ega. So now maybe I'll never get out of the bad things that I did. No, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gamei Lo Tishkach Ma. Those kind of things I forget. Amra Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam. If you forget, maybe you'll forget that I said Maaseh V'Nishma. I was Mekayim Anokhi Hashem Alokecha. So Shema Tishkach Li Maaseh Sinai Amala Eile, I'll forget Eile Elohecha Yisrael, that I'll forget. But Anokhi Lo Eshkacher, the words Anokhi Hashem Alokecha, that I'll never forget. V'hainu Domer V'lozer Mevoshim Haydetziv Gam Eile Tishkachna Ze Maaseh Ha'Ega, which was done with Eile Elohecha. V'Anokhi Lo Eshkacher refers to Maaseh Sinai of Anokhi Hashem Alokecha. Chasidim Rishonim are Yushoim Sha'achat. Minan Mili, how do we know that there's an Indian of Shihia before Tvila? Or maybe Yushoim Alevi, or Makra, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. First, it's Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. Then it's Odi Alamukhasela. So the Tosfos says, because of this, we were mitaken to say Atreyos Revitecha, even though that's not from the Tehillah that was said, which is Tehillah LeDavid, which we said before, Tehillah LeDavid we want to say because of the olive base and the Poteach et Yadecha. What does Atreyos Revitecha have to do with it? It's a different Tehillah. We say Atreyos Revitecha because we want to use the meditation element of Tehillah LeDavid as the Hakana LeTvila. That's where we always put it before Tvila. So that's similar to what we said before, the Yerushalmi, that brings the union of Kriyashma before Tvila. But there's why are we on it even if it's before Zman Kriyashma? Why do you say Tvila? Why do you say Kriyashma Ba'arvis if you're not Yotzei Kriyashma? Again, Shkidei Yamod, the Tvila Mitoch Divrei Teira, Divrei Shevin, it needs to be part of this preparation. So Ashrei, says Tosfos, is part of this to make it clear that there's an Indian of yeshiva. And Lamais, even though the Chassidim are Rishonim, Be'etzem, the yeshiva was literally an hour. We'll see from the Gemara later that it means literally an hour. We use the Salok HaShah, Kedem HaTfilah, we said earlier, as sometime. The Shah means sometime. Because we take their literal Shah, and we make it La Halacha, a yeshiva, even if it's only a yeshiva of Amir's Ashrei, is at least a little bit of Hakana for Tefillah. So there we have a Raya that you're supposed to, Bedavka, like the Chassidim HaRishonim, you're supposed to wait before Tefillah. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Amit Pavel, Tzarich Lishot Sha'achat, Achat Tefillato. Not only before the Tefillah, but you need a Shah L'Acha HaTfilah. It's different Pshatim. Why we Acha HaTfilah? The Pash doesn't mean many learn L'Acha HaTfilah is in the same way that you need Hachana to go up. You need Hachana to come down. Are you going to be able to get back into the world just like that? I mean, it's, you know, you might get a heart attack. I mean, it's a frightening thing. It's a very cute Pshat by Shlomo Zalman. Clearly a biographical Pshat, which I'm sure many people can relate to. You need an hour after the davening to reconstruct all the things you weren't allowed to think about, but which happened to your head during davening. So you have all these different dinim and different. The best time for kiddushin is the middle of davening. That's for sure. So you need to push them out of your mind and concentrate on davening. So then you need an hour to reconstruct them, write them down, work them out, and so on. Where do we see that you need time? Achra Tvila? Shinema Ach Tzadikim Yodul Shimcha Yeshvu Yeshorim Et Panecha. What's meant Yeshvu? In other words, that in order to be Re'ah Panecha, Yeshorim, are Yoshvi. Tanya Amihachi. And the Brisa brings these two psukim. I'm Bit Palil. Tzorek Shi Yeshher Sha'achat Kodim Tvilato. Vishachat Achar Tvilato. Here clearly meaning, not literally an hour, but sometime. Because the Pasuk doesn't tell us the time. Shema Ashrei Yoshevei Veitecha, that's Kodem Tefilato, and Be'acha Tefilato Minayim Dichtiv, Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shimcha, Yeshvu Yesharim Et Panecha. So there's an Inyan of Yeshiva Le'acha HaTefila as well. Tanu Rabbanan, Chassidim Rishonim Ayu Shoim Sha'achat, Mitpalolim Sha'achat, V'chozrim V'shoim Sha'achat, which means that davening took 3 hours every single time. Now, V'chimiyach V'shoim Teisha Sha'ot V'yom B'tfilah, my God, 3 hours every tefillah takes 9 hours out of your day. How are you going to have time to do anything else? So, Toratan Eich Mishtameret, Melaktan Eich Naseit, how are you going to be able to make any money? It's not that the Chassidim HaRishonim were on a darga to take the hour. You need to be a Chassid in order to be able to have the time to take the hour. So because you're Chassidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shomer your Torah and your Melacha.
See, even they did some work.
Absolutely. I mean, some are medayik the lashon mishtamera. Doesn't ask how it's done. How do they keep it? That's the pshat. In other words, they were already kainatayra, and they already set up a business. But how do you even keep it? I mean, you need chazorah for your tayra. You need hashgacha, keep the books for your business. I mean, even the mishtamera was the question. The Gemara didn't ask the question, how do they make the money? How do they sherman the money? says, how do you have time to learn? They already learned. Now the problem is, how can you chazer so much in such a little bit of time? Which, as we know, here in the morning is definitely a major problem. Maybe the solution is to become chassidim? Which actually brings us to our chazorah. What time is it, Shabbat?